during one of our conversations last week, we obviously after the bleak unemployment numbers on Friday, we had a discussion about unemployment. It's 9.1%. It's remained there stubbornly for a while. In Michigan, the unemployment rate is actually 10.9%. And we, like I said, we had this conversation last week in which we mentioned that some economists, some economic experts think this may not all be bad news. This is billionaire mutual fund manager Ron Barron speaking to our partner, the BBC.
When you go back and look at the S&P 500, the largest 500 companies in America, I think well over half, maybe two-thirds, were started in times of depression or recession. And the reason for it is relatively simple, that there's a lot of people who are unemployed, so you can get great talented people, and costs of business starting up are lower, and people don't have the opportunity to get high-paying jobs as much as they did in the past. So you're setting the stage now for tremendous wealth creation in the future.
All right. So we were actually wondering after that conversation how true that is. Could a great recession actually be a time of great growth? And there's one place that thinks that it's true. Joining us now to explain, Nicole Christian, reporter and senior news editor at member station WDET in Detroit. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right. So they actually started a number of these, I guess, entrepreneur factories in Detroit well before the Great Recession hit the rest of the country. What was the concept?
I mean, the concept's pretty simple. You've had the auto industry as basically the engine for the city for decades. But as that industry kind of fell on hard times, you had a lot of creative talent sitting around, not sitting around, but just looking for the next step, a lot of engineers. And I think the city in a number of areas, along with foundations help, they've been looking for a way to repurpose, to help people repurpose rather than just retreat. So you've had incubators starting both around the region and within the city, and foundations sort of setting the climate, seeding those efforts. It's pretty real.
That's Nicole Christian, reporter, senior news editor at member station WDET. One of the companies to come out of an incubator is called Detroit Labs, and it's an internet startup, and the man behind that startup is with us this morning, Henry Ballinan. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Celeste.
You got the idea of having your own company. You probably had it before the tech town arrived, but explain to us what exactly the city, perhaps, did to help you start your company.
So I was laid off. And I started a company on my own called BigBot, and that ran for a few years. And along came Detroit Venture Partners, who helped me expand what I was doing into something new, Detroit Labs.
Okay, and what's happened since then? You were laid off in 2008, right?
Right.
So you've had a few years.
Yep. So what happened now was I was stuck at BigBot, my own company, with a one-person operation. I made enough money for myself, but I didn't have the operational nor financial experience to get to the next level, to hire a first or second or third employee. And now with Detroit Labs, with the help of Detroit Venture Partners, we've been able to expand to about 12 people, and we are hiring and hiring more.
What exactly does your business do?
We make iPhone and iPad and Android and web apps.
That is Henry Ballinan. He's the co-founder of Detroit Labs. You know what, Henry, that sounds like a typical story. I mean, that's the kind of startup story that we could hear at any point in the city, in the country's history. I want to check out with you what this mutual fund manager was talking about earlier. He said that during a recession, you get talented people, presumably he means talented people for less than you'd normally pay, and the costs of business are lower to start up a business. Do you think those things are true?
I think those are true, and then I think the underlying part of that is when everything is up in the air, people start to make choices, meaning when everything's going good, people tend to cruise, but then when things are kind of in turmoil, people tend to make decisions. You know, do I get another job, or do I follow some sort of dream? And I think that's what's starting to happen here in Detroit.
Okay, but you know, let me just push back on you just a little bit and say that Detroit Labs, you employ, what, 9 people at this point, did you say, 11?
Yep.
Okay, and that's hardly making up for all the jobs lost from Ford Motor Company.
I think that it's a good start, and I think that it is a seed that needs to be cultivated. So it might not seem like a lot now, but all the initiatives happening now is going to add up to more opportunities in the future.
How far in the future, though, Henry? I mean, Michigan's unemployment rate at this point is almost 11%. Is it perhaps too far in the future to help the people who are struggling right now?
Right now, I don't know the answer, but I think it will take a few years. But I think with everything going on and with the people that are caring about Detroit, I don't see it going past like 1 or 2 years.
Well, let's talk about this then a little bit. Let me just push you a little bit, Henry, to talk about this perhaps on a national level. Henry Ballinan is the co-founder of Detroit Labs, and you guys make iPhone, iPad, Android, and web apps. Started through an entrepreneurial incubator company in Detroit. So let me just talk about this as a national strategy. Let's say that you were the president. You're President Ballinan of the United States, right? So would you actually think that investing in startup companies that may not take years to bear fruit, is that better than, say, giving corporate tax breaks?
I think so, especially in industries like tech, where the industry tends to take a lot less time to build up and a lot less time to prosper.
As opposed to manufacturing?
I think that we need to diversify from manufacturing and add all these other new technologies like biotech and new tech.
Okay, so let's say that you weren't laid off in 2008. What do you think you'd be doing today?
If I wasn't laid off, I very well could be cruising still, meaning I could still be doing that job. I really didn't. I don't think I had the balls to kind of quit. Until I was forced out to start my own business.
So that sounds like you're saying getting laid off was a good thing.
It was. Looking back, one of those looking back things.
Okay. Henry Ballinan, in retrospect, although at the time it was probably pretty tough, Henry Ballinan is co-founder of Detroit Labs, and they make iPhone, iPad, Android, and web apps. And you're a national brand now, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good luck to you. Nicole Christian joined us as well, reporter and senior news editor at member station WDET. How does your situation this Labor Day compare to last year or the year before? One listener in Detroit writes, another 10% pay cut, paying more for medical again, but I'm working. If the cost of living doesn't increase, I'm good. Give us your Labor Day's report at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And now we've got some stories for you that we're following at 15 minutes after the hour. Wildfires in East Texas have claimed 2 lives. A fast-moving wildfire tore through a home, killing a woman and her baby who were trapped inside. Fire officials say winds from Tropical System Lee helped to fan those flames. Conditions are so dry in drought-hit Texas, fires are breaking out all across the state. Evacuee Julian Ochoa from Bastrop County told CNN he hopes his house will still be standing when he returns home.
There's been tons of houses burned down. I've had a few of my friends call me, tell me that they've lost their houses, and I'm just hoping that ours is still standing.
Most of Texas is now under a fire warning after months of triple-digit temperatures. To Japan, where nature is causing more havoc. At least 26 people are dead after the worst typhoon in 7 years hit that country over the weekend. Search and rescue parties are scouring central Japan looking for survivors. To Syria now, the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross is meeting senior Syrian officials, including President Bashar al-Assad. The Red Cross is pushing for access to some jailed protesters. As those talks continue, activists are reporting today that 13 more people have been killed during anti-government protests. In France, the trial of former French President Jacques Chirac opens today. Chirac is accused of creating fake jobs to fund his political party while he was mayor of Paris. He denies those allegations. The former leader's lawyers say he's too sick to appear in court. And summer movies don't seem to be getting too many people into the theaters. Domestic box office revenue is down for a 4th summer in a row. That's according to the website Hollywood.com. Bad news for the movie industry is it makes 40% of its annual ticket sales over the summer. You're listening to The Takeaway. You can follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway. And we're wondering, how do you say it ain't over till the fat lady sings in Mandarin? It's a question we may be asking in just a minute.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.